AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama and his administration are fine with a non-binding climate agreement that would come out of Paris. Mark Smith is covering the summit.
Of course, a binding treaty would never have passed the GOP Congress, but White House advisor Ben Rhodes says it also would not have won over the biggest polluters in the developing world.
You would have lost the capacity to bring China, India, and others into the mix.
Here in Paris, he says everyone's in. But will the non-binding pledges made here really be met?
Through transparency and reporting, there is some requirement on countries to stand behind those commitments.
Sticking to the original Kyoto Treaty's model, Rhodes says, would have been fatal. It was tried again in Copenhagen 5 years ago, and that, he says, was a mess. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
The first of six Baltimore police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death is on trial. The AP's David Dishno has more.
This is jury selection for the trial of Officer William Porter. He is charged with manslaughter, among other offenses. He is accused of failing to render aid to Freddie Gray during the 45-minute trip in a police van in which Freddie Gray was severely injured and subsequently died.
The judge, prosecutors, and Porter attorneys have to decide on a jury of 12 plus alternates out of a pool of about 75 people. A judge in Chicago has set bond at $1.5 million for Jason Van Dyke, the police officer charged with first-degree murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. National NAACP President Cornell Brooks says there's a need for wholesale reform of the Chicago Police Department.
Charge those who are responsible for criminal misconduct, those who are in office who fail to hold accountable those who are responsible for misconduct, need to leave office.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 75. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon's top watchdog is stepping down in January. The AP's Sagar Mirghani tells us more.
John Reimer has spent 2 years heading the investigative office here. The Army vet calls it a difficult decision, but says he'll return to the private sector after a career that saw him serve as chief watchdog at both the FDIC and SEC. His office has been looking into allegations by U.S. Central Command intelligence analysts that senior officers manipulated conclusions of Islamic State fight intelligence reports to exaggerate progress. Sagar Mirghani at the Pentagon.
And another retirement of note, Kobe Bryant, who has been playing for the L.A. Lakers since he was 17, is retiring at the end of this season, his 20th.
I'm not sad about it. I'm very appreciative of what I've had.
Bryant, a 17-time All-Star, will leave the game as the third highest scorer in NBA history. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.